Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian rescuers have recovered 8 bodies and evacuated 30 people, while 27 others remain missing at the sea. After the Tunut Pratama Jaya ferry sank in the Bali Strait on July the 2nd, according to the National Research and Rescue Agency. Quoted from antaranews.com, at Ketapang Port Banyuwangi, East Java on Monday evening, the deputy for National Search and Rescue Agency Search and Rescue Operations and Preparedness Ribut Eko Suyanto, the 7th and 8th bodies recovered on Sunday could be identified by the East Java Disaster Victim Identification or DVI team. And according to the Adjunct Senior Commissioner Adam Bimantoro from East Java Police DVI Division, the 7th body, which a local fisherman found in the southern area of the Bali Strait on Sunday afternoon, was identified. National Disaster Mitigation Agency or BNPB will conduct weather modification operations to reduce rainfall that has lashed the Greater Jakarta area and caused flooding in the region. Jakarta's Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency head Isnawa Aji stated here on Monday that the provincial authority is also monitoring cloud development over South Jakarta and East Jakarta for the same purpose. While the National Disaster Mitigation Agency proceeds with its operation, Jakarta Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency will consult with Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency to determine whether another weather modification effort by the local agency is necessary. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah. Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemimah Cita. Juanita Jemimah Cita, better known as Jemimah Cita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separuh in December 2021. On November 22, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemimah Cita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Penuh gelisah, tak tentu arah. Oh, oh, kamu tak sendiri. Pernahkah kamu memaksa kuat, walau hatimu terasa berat? Banyak mimpi yang tak kunjung nyata. Oh, kamu tak sendiri.
Of Indonesia,
the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, here is quote of the day. To lead is to suffer. A quote from Kyai Haji Agus Salim. Listener, born on October the 8th, 1884, Kyai Haji Agus Salim is a legendary national hero of Indonesia. He is a fighter, media leader, ulama, minister, party leader, philosopher, reformer, and even a diplomat. Agus Salim was the best graduate of a school during the Dutch Indies era, and this achievement defeated other people from Netherlands, Europe, and even East Asia. And listener, that's quote of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound. The reciprocal tariff became a highlight at so many meetings, so many news outlets. And what about the reciprocal tariff by US against Indonesia? So quoted from antarange.com, it seems POTUS or Donald Trump has decided to maintain the 32% import tariff on Indonesia, keeping the reciprocal tariff announced in April unchanged despite ongoing intensive negotiations with Indonesia. In a letter from the White House dated July the 7th and addressed to Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, Donald Trump wrote, starting on August the 1st, 2025, America will charge Indonesia tariff of only 32% on any and all Indonesian products sent into the United States, separate from all sectoral tariff. And as quoted from antarange.com, in the letter Trump posted on his social media account monitored in Indonesia on Tuesday, he noted that the U.S. must take measures to address the trade deficit it is experiencing after years of trade cooperation with Indonesia. Despite warning also that if Indonesia raises tariff as a retaliatory measure, U.S. will respond by increasing the import tariff, Trump also promised that Indonesia would not be subject to tariff if it decides to build or manufacture products within the United States.
It's so good. Ay-ya, yo, ay-ya. In Indonesia.
Peach usually has a black or white sand, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at the pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. This beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from corals, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Voice of Indonesia.
Adalah kunci untuk kita menaklukkan dunia. Berlarilah tanpa lelah sampai engkau meraihnya. Laskar pelangi takkan terikat waktu. Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa, cinta kita di dunia selamanya. Oh. Cinta kepada hidup memberikan senyuman abadi. Walau hidup kadang tak adil, tapi cinta lengkapi kita. Cinta kita di dunia selamanya. 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 Laskar Pelangi takkan terikat waktu.
Indonesia's free nutritious meal program has reached nearly 7 million recipients or beneficiaries by the first week of July 2025. And according to a special staff member of the National Nutrition Agency, Reddy Hendra Gunawan, the number exceeds the total population of Singapore. And launched on January 6, 2025, the Free Nutritious Meal Program aims to reach 82 million beneficiaries nationwide. And so far, to support this initiative, a lot of kitchens, or known as Nutrition Fulfillment Service Units, like 1,800 of them are already in operation. And an additional 400 more are scheduled to open next week. And this expansion, according to Reddy Hendra Gunawan, is expected to create nearly 100,000 jobs.
Hari-hari indah bersamamu Kamelia. Bangkitkan kembali rinduku, mengajakku ke sana. Ingin ku berlari mengejar seribu bayangmu, Kamelia. Tak pedulikan ku terjang, biarpun harus ku tembus padang hilalang. Tak perlu kau berlari mengejar mimpi yang tak pasti. Hari ini juga mimpi, maka biarkan ia datang di hatimu, di hatimu. Mimpi yang tak pasti, hari ini juga mimpi. mereka biarkan tiadakan di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu, di hatimu.
Thank you very much for listening to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital Mobile App. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, including your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can also immediately interact with us by using like, comment, and share, and also live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store. After this, you'll be listening to a story about Kampung Gedong.
This grandma is not of a Chinese community living in mainland China, but she lives in Kampung Gedong. Where is Kampung Gedong? Visiting the region nicknamed Serumpun Sebalai, for a moment, we'll be fascinated by the natural beauty of the archipelago. Yes, the exotic island of Bangka has become the destination of our trip, which is full of exotic and natural scenery, side by side with tin pits. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia team had the opportunity to document tours of local charm and wisdom of the Chinese community in the province of Bangka Belitung, to be exact, in Kampung Gedong village.
Kita pengennya Kampung Gedong itu memang desa wisata yang benar-benar desa wisata yang bisa.
We want Kampung Gedong to become a place for rural tourism, a real tourist village that can provide benefits and make contribution to regional development and income for the community and develop local economies. About a half-hour drive from Sungai Liat town, we will arrive in front of a simple gate made of iron and is painted blue. At the top, it is written, "Welcome to Kampung Gedong Tourism Village, Belinyu District." In front of the village, near the gate, there is a small temple shrine. The color is distinctive, bright red with golden ornaments. The atmosphere of the village was very quiet and calm. One or two village residents were sitting in front of the house, ready to stare with a probing look at anyone who entered the village. Kampung Gedong is a diorama of the history of ethnic Chinese living on Bangka Island. Life in this village illustrates the same situation a century ago when the migrants from mainland China came to seek for fortune as tin miners. The village is called Kampung Gedong, which literally means big building, because there is a large house or rumah gedong there. The house is not storied with modern design, but just a wood-paneled mansion that looks worn by rain and hot sun. The house is the biggest among the other houses, and in front of it, there is a sign that read, "Do not enter." Kwang Men, one of Kampung Gedong community leaders, recounted the history about the arrival of the Chinese at Kampung Gedong.
Sejarah latar belakang kehadiran Desa Gedong ini.
Historical background of the presence of this village began in 1602 when the VOC in 1602 brought in some Chinese to work in the tin mines, and they now have in 38th generation. However, the culture is still quite strong and unchanged.
In tourist brochures distributed by Bangka Regency Provincial Government, it is stated that Kampung Gedong, Belinyu District, Bangka Belitung Province is home to descendants of the earliest Chinese community in Bangka. Ms. Netty, Secretary of Tourism, Arts and Culture of Bangka Regency, explains.
Kampung Gedong itu kan mayoritas masyarakat Tionghoa.
The majority of Kampung Gedong residents are of Chinese community, particularly on Bangka Island. Actually, the society is made up of Chinese and Malays, but the Chinese in Kampung Gedong still retain their original traditions and customs. There are houses which are still of original structure, and there are also activities that reflect their traditions, like making kamplang crackers and getas. In Kampung Gedong, our eyes will be pampered with a classic view of a row of antique wooden houses with Chinese ornaments. Hanzi calligraphy, a place of worship in front of every house, and a village temple. The view is combined with natural exotic tropical island of Bangka. In addition to the sparse population, most residents here are middle-aged or elderly. In a house belonging to Akyong, we had the opportunity to listen to the dialogue in Chinese between the occupants of the house, which consists of children and the elderly. It is interesting that most of the elderly in Kampung Gedong do not master Chinese well anymore. I'm now 74 years and this business has been running for 56 years since I was a kid and since now I am old. I'm leaving this business to my children. This kamplang and getas are made from tapioca, shrimp, oil and eggs. Changmen, a local community leader, continued his story about the arrival of the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong.
Kedatangan warga kita, warga Tionghoa di sini, itu terutama suku Kek, suku Hakka. Itu dari daratan Cina sana.
The Chinese who arrived here were mainly of Hakka or Kek clan from mainland China, the west of Yunnan and Mekong River. In 1602, the VOC brought the miners from China, especially for mining in Bangka, because in Indonesia, Bangka Island is known as the Thin Island. Well, so the VOC deliberately brought them here because the locals did not know anything about mining. So in 1602, they brought our ancestors here, and now it has entered the 8th generation. We have been living here for generations. Sometimes, after getting married, some would split apart. But just like the term serumpun sebalai in Bangka, meaning one big family in one house, so in one house there are more than two or three families. While for us of the Hakka clan, there are many families here, like the Xiangbongs, the Chungs, the Changs, the Bongs, the Li, the Lings, the Chows, the Liams, and many others.
According to Kuangmen, the Chinese of Kampung Gedong who have moved overseas usually go back to Kampung Gedong at any given moment, as when there are religious celebrations.
Kalau untuk perayaan kita di sini, kalau sama yang kubur, cengbeng itu ramai, Pak.
When there is a celebration like Chengbang or praying for the ancestors buried here, Kampung Gedong will be definitely crowded. Most certainly, even those who have moved abroad will return home if there is a celebration like Chengbang or the celebration of Sun Gokong and the Chinese New Year.
Pepper planting, fishing, making shrimp crackers, or mining for tin are the daily activities undertaken by people in Kampung Gedong. The most popular home industries here are krupuk kemplang and getas. Akyong, one of getas and krupuk kemplang makers, recalled.
Proses pertama ini dari cumi, cumi, sagu, telur.
The first process of making this kemplang is putting together squid, tapioca, eggs, salt, and sugar, and cook them for about an hour until it becomes tough. Then cut into small pieces and dry for one day, and are processed again by frying or bake. Then cut into small pieces. The basic material for kemplang and getas depends on the season, when squid, shrimp, or fish can be obtained in large quantities. The market for the product is around Bangka, Belinyu, Sungai Liat, and also to Jakarta.
The process of making krupuk kemplang and getas by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong is still very simple because they still rely on traditional tools such as large steamer, bamboo matting as a base for drying under the sun, large frying pans, and oven-shaped closed room made of sealed stone walls. Kamplang and getas are traditional food that is still maintained by the Chinese community in Kampung Gedong. Hopefully, the younger generation can inherit the home industry of Kampung Gedong.
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smiles, kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me, a nation with a soul, a symphony of sights and sounds, across a beautiful nature, look from the colors of paradise.
Segala kelemahanku, dan bila nanti engkau di sampingku, jangan pernah letih untuk mencintaiku. Akhirnya ku menemukanmu. Hati ini mulai merapu, ku berharap engkaulah jawaban segala risau hatiku, dan biarkan cintaimu
hingga ujung usiaku.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Feels like laughing at 3 a.m. under my porch. And it's hearing your stories and getting lost. For better or worse, sickness and health till forever. It's curling your toes when you hear the words, I love you. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands. But it's waking up to realize when someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Does it have to be dramatic, like skydiving through the sky? Or sitting under the stars to see it shine? I thought this thing is supposed to feel this warm and soft and pure. Then if love is a game, and I'll play along. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up